This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yes, indeed it is. In the Loop on Sports Radio 610, sportsradio610.com, the radio.com app, which is new and improved, and watchintheloop.com for the video stream of this fine radio program. John Lopez, Cody Stutes here with you until 2. We have a ton of fun stuff planned for you. You want Dynamo tickets? We got Dynamo tickets. You want Texans Patriots? We got Texans Patriots. You want Larceny Bourbon keys of the game? We got those too. Your thoughts as well on the text line, 713-572-4610. Johnny, how are you?
I am really, really good. It's a Friday, Fri-yay, as the kids like to say, and a lot of reasons to be really pumped up. It's a football Friday, first of all.
Football Friday, each and every
Sports
Friday.
On Sports Radio 610. But beyond that, I mean, we got all kinds of goodies waiting for our listeners. And I guess the only downside is you slid your broken chair over to me.
Oh, you got a broke chair over there?
You did it quietly, but I know what you did.
Okay. I didn't. Now, I may have had somebody do it, perhaps. I may have done that.
Yeah, but it, all good, man. It's an exciting day.
We got a lot of fun stuff planned for you. 10:15, why is this city not excited about something they should be excited about? We go inside that question and maybe disagree with it. 10:30, Jadeveon Clowney's more important than J.J. Watt on Sunday. We'll tell you why at 10:30. Right now, though, let's talk a little bit about Thursday night football. How do you get embarrassed when your team's not even playing?
Goff gets the shotgun snap. Looks, throws over the middle. Caught by Watkins at the 10. Inside the 5, fighting for the goal line. Leans over the ball, pops loose, but it's a touchdown. Watkins broke the plane of the goal line from 13 yards out, and the Rams extend the lead to 40-26. Sammy Watkins at the top of the lunge puts 6 on the board.
That's how it sounded last night on Sports Radio 610 on the broadcast, thanks to Westwood One. And John, you're wondering why I care or why there's a flying you-know-what given about Rams 49ers on Thursday Night Football.
I'm not wondering, because I was thinking the same thing.
Besides the fact it was one of the more entertaining Thursday Night Football games
the best Thursday Night Football there's ever been.
I wouldn't disagree with you. I have a hard time thinking of one.
It's the best Thursday night game I've ever seen.
Off the top of my head, it was really, really good.
Yeah.
Here's why I think Bill O'Brien looks awful after Thursday night football. First-year head coach Sean McVay, who was 7 years old when Bill O'Brien began coaching, looks like a genius, rebuilding Jared Goff in just one offseason and teaching a guy who doesn't know which way the sun rises and sets a brand new NFL offense. First-year head coach Kyle Shanahan made Brian Hoyer, who used to play here for Bill O'Brien, look like he's running an offense capably and competently and threw for over 300 yards, okay? Bill O'Brien, in his tenure as the head coach of the Houston Texans, has 3 300-yard passers.
No. There's been 3 300-yard games.
There's been 4 300-yard games. I did the research this morning.
I thought it was only 2 actual players.
3 actual players, 4 actual games.
Nevertheless.
Okay?
Yeah.
There were 5 of those games where the team went over 300 yards passing in 2013 with a Matt Schaub, Case Keenum-led offense. John, Bill O'Brien has been here each and every year. The offense has gotten progressively worse. I understand that the talent level is not where it needs to be, but a lot of this is on him.
You know, we've talked about, you know, you look at Brian Hoyer, Fitzpatrick, you know, you can scratch some of the other guys, but, you know, they talk about, you know, the quarterback guru, and this is where a lot of the, I guess, frustration with fans is starting to kind of crop up. You know, this quarterback guru, everything that Fitzpatrick and Hoyer did as a Houston Texan is what they've done their whole career. He didn't make them all, you know, appreciably better They weren't more efficient. They, you know, they certainly didn't throw a lot of 300-yard games, have a lot of 300-yard games, and all of a sudden, McVay and Shanahan have got these guys going as young coaches, and that speaks to something else I always like to talk about. You know, if you just go back to, you know, the well and get retread quarterback, and I'm not saying Bill O'Brien was, but a lot of coaching hires are just the same old, and you get the same old. You know, sometimes you gotta take that chance, man, on a young guy that you have confidence in that impresses you. They did, and they're both, I mean, don't look now. The Rams are good.
Oh, and by the way, they have a very winnable game on their schedule next week. Yeah. They could be finding themselves 3-1. Mm-hmm. And then here's the thing. The big positive about the Rams is they spent all those draft picks on Goff, and now it looks like he's a competent quarterback. That's something down the road we can think about with the Houston Texans. And, oh, by the way, their defense isn't near as good as what the Texans possess and will possess over the next couple of years. But to see McVay, who was hyped as a guru for Kirk Cousins and what he did for Cousins, mm-hmm. and then gets hired at 31 years old, and to see what he's done with this Rams offense. And yes, this Rams offense did it against the Colts, who are bad, and the 49ers who are bad. Bill O'Brien's offenses don't even do it against teams that are bad on defense.
Not the offense.
Okay? Yeah. The offense doesn't... Like, every single game is a struggle. The Rams defense let the 49ers back in it last night, but there was a huge lead, and you thought, okay, well, maybe they got a chance to hold that. When was the last time the Texans had, a big lead, and you were like, damn, I feel good about the Texans having this big lead on somebody? Well,
forget that. I mean, yes, that's true, but what I'm saying is, when was the last time you ended a game, win or lose, and you're like, you know... Our offense was humming. When was the last time the Texans' offense was just humming? I mean, I'm really... Jonesy, you're at every game. Like, where it's just boom, boom, boom. You know, everything's clicking. They're tossing the ball around the yard. They're running the ball.
Was it that one game against the Colts last year?
With Brock?
With the late touchdown?
No, because Lamar Miller had to turn a two-yard dump into a mm-hmm. touchdown to save the damn season. And so, really, no, it's not that one.
And was it the Fedorowicz catch?
The Fedorowicz, well, the strong catch on the sideline, by the way, not even on the team anymore. Mm-hmm. Strong catch on the sideline, Fedorowicz over the middle. Fedorowicz over the middle to tie. Yeah. Strong on the sideline to set up the field
goal.
And
that clearly was a good sequence, but that was the fourth quarter.
Yeah. It was fourth quarter and overtime after three putrid quarters of football. John, the last time I can think about this offense humming and actually us feeling about good how it all was Ryan Fitzpatrick against the Titans.
Mm-hmm.
That was the last time this offense we were like, oh my God. Yeah. Like, okay, this guy gets it.
They're onto something.
Like, Fitzy saw Mallett run it, and now he gets it.
Right.
And now Fitzy can do that.
After his benching.
After his benching.
I agree.
Yeah, he comes back. Mallett's hurt, and Fitzy gets in there. Like, it's six touchdowns against the Titans, 350 something yards against the Titans. And we were like, damn, okay. Now Fitzy figured it out. He's clicking, he's got it going.
Mm-hmm.
And then. You even look at the 300-yard games in the past. That 382 yards that the offense put together in Atlanta in 15, they got their heads bashed in by the Falcons in that game because they couldn't get the offense going early. Like, it's never looked anywhere close to as easy as it looked for Goff and Hoyer last night.
Mm-hmm.
And that's Bill. That's Bill O'Brien.
And Goff was a struggling quarterback. Now, albeit he was a rookie, I guess Hoyer's the better example. But still, all of a sudden, Goff is slinging it all over the place.
So Bill O'Brien's got some hay to make. He looks really, really bad this season if he doesn't get something to click on offense. I get that it's a rookie quarterback, but he's got to get something. He's got to figure out something. There has to be a couple of these games where it's like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Like, I get it. I understand what he's trying to do. Because, John, most of the time, we just look at each other and go, what the hell's going on?
Mm-hmm.
And that cannot be the case with this
team.
Or
you see a little bit of something, and then it just
and then they go away from it.
Out. Yeah, it just putters out.
They go away from it, yeah. It's last night, I thought, with two rookie head coaches who are two really young guys, it made Bill O'Brien's success or lack thereof in the past couple of years look really bad. John Lopez, Cody Stutz in the loop with you, Sports Radio 610. Why is the city not excited for a franchise quarterback? We dive to the bottom of that next in the loop, Sports Radio 610.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.